The first phone call I got was on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, and from that point until Sunday afternoon, I was in constant contact with the emergency services and with the council workers and the civil defence, and even the defence forces. And I have to say that the work that they put in over that 36-hour period was immense. And they did everything they could, along with hundreds of volunteers throughout the Fun Valley region, to try and stop this tide of water. And unfortunately, the levels of water and the volumes of water was just too much. And unfortunately, we've seen huge devastation throughout the region.
This isn't the first time, of course, that area has been flooded. You feel that the community has been let down somewhat?
Well, it's the second time in 3 weeks, but I think we're starting to see a trend. We need to see, first of all, we need to see an emergency flood relief fund for the people who have been affected by this flood. We've got family homes that have been devastated, and we've also got family-run businesses and indeed bigger businesses that have been badly hit by this flood. So we need to see a flood defence fund for those people. And then secondly, in the long term, we need to see some kind of coordinated programme to stop this from happening again. We can't continue living in fear that this is going to happen each time we have a heavy rainfall or a heavy storm. We need to see some kind of programme implemented, and this has to be an interagency programme involving agencies on both sides of the border to try and implement some kind of flood prevention plan for the entire Fun Valley.